Hey guys, welcome to the Life Rewired podcast. My name is Zach Tenor, and really just wanted to first and foremost thank you guys for tuning in. Wanted to officially welcome you to the first ever Life Rewired podcast episode. So again, thank you guys for joining. Really just kind of want to dive in and give you a brief background on myself, kind of what my intentions are with this podcast, my motivations for doing it, and everything in between. So first and foremost, I just want to kind of dive back into a story about 2 years ago when I actually recorded my first ever episode for this podcast specifically. So had a friend of mine that does graphic design really well. He basically created a logo for me and everything. And I was getting all the equipment and wanting to record and wanting to put this information and this content out there. But at the time, I was conflicted myself in kind of the life that I was living. I was working in a job I was unsure about if it was truly what it is that I wanted to do. A lot of the topics and a lot of the conversations that I wanted to talk about on here conflicted with what it is that I was currently living. So I was almost kind of living in two worlds at the time. I was living a life that I basically kind of thought I wanted and was missing out on a life that I truly did actually want. And it caused a lot of confliction in my life, and I wanted to do this podcast, and I just felt I wasn't in the place to do so. I wasn't, you know, living the things that I was preaching about in that first episode that I recorded 2 years ago whenever I wanted to do this the first time around. I wasn't, you know, doing the things that I was talking about in that episode. I wasn't living and practicing, you know, some of the advice that I was trying to put out there. And I just really felt conflicted and decided never to publish the episode and kind of put all of this on the back burner up until literally this moment in time as I record this first podcast. So I do just want to kind of say that for one, it feels good, but also just to give that story kind of just back up that story a little bit to this present day. I do feel now that I am living the life that I've always wanted to live. I feel that I'm living the life that I was talking about in that first initial recording, but not living yet. And so it just feels really good to be able to tell you guys that, you know, for the first time on the episode, that at very beginning, whenever I wanted to record this initial episode, I wasn't in the right place. And then it's good to say, you know, now that I am, I feel that, you know, I have aligned a lot of things in my life and got myself to a point where I went from living a life that I really thought that I wanted to live and transition into a life that I truly did want to live to where I am right now. So to give you guys a little brief background on who I am, kind of where I'm from, and everything like that. So I'm originally from St. Louis, Missouri, born and raised, went to high school in St. Louis at Christian Brothers College High School, played sports my whole life, but really kind of narrowed it down to two specific sports, both lacrosse and football. So as I got into my later years of high school, I was trying to kind of decide, you know, between the two, which I would actually want to pursue at the collegiate level. I began getting recruited for both at the Division I, 1AA, Division II levels. So really kind of was pushing in that direction of playing collegiate athletics. Was getting some bigger looks from lacrosse due to some different club events and things like that that just exposed me to certain coaches, certain programs and things like that. So I was getting a lot of attention from Division I schools for lacrosse. At the time was getting recruited by smaller Division I schools for football and also 1AA and D2 schools for football as well. But something in me just, I always wanted to go to a big school. I always wanted the big school feel, be surrounded by a huge, you know, culture and really cool college town to be surrounded by and just everything like that, a school with a lot of tradition. So once Ohio State started to show interest for lacrosse, I really started to kind of shift focus from football and then over to lacrosse as I was kind of seeing lacrosse as my avenue, you know, to get to a bigger school, to play at a bigger school and things along those lines. So I ended up taking a visit out to Columbus, Ohio, with my parents on a lacrosse visit to meet with Nick Myers, who is still the current lacrosse coach at Ohio State, and had a wonderful visit, fell in love with the university right away, and just had this gut feeling that this was kind of it. You know, I had been going through the recruiting process, trying to decide between lacrosse and football. Took one of my first and one of my only major visits and absolutely fell in love with it right away. And I just had this feeling that it was definitely going to be the place that I called home for at least, you know, those next couple of years in college. And who would have thought that I'd be still living here to this day? So I ended up deciding to step away from the game of football and commit to lacrosse, you know, on a lacrosse scholarship. So went to Columbus, Ohio, was really excited about this, really excited to get my taste of what a big school is like. Again, I just fell in love more and more with the town, the city of Columbus, and everything in general out here. So as I was progressing through, you know, college, I kind of started to realize how much I missed football that throughout my freshman year when I transitioned into the lacrosse program at Ohio State. It was going great. You know, I loved it. I had a lot of friends on the team. And little side note, I'll definitely go into more depth on the story about me. I just kind of wanted to give you guys a brief background during this episode, but definitely want to go into more in detail later. But for the sake of the episode, just wanted to kind of condense it slightly. So again, just want to throw that out there. I'm going to be talking about it on a separate episode. But yeah, so just came into Ohio State, was really enjoying lacrosse off the bat, but was also simultaneously really missing the game of football. And I was very conflicted on what it is to do. You know, I was kind of thinking to, you know, I was playing around with the idea of transferring, things like that. But basically, I just had to really dig deep and decide what I wanted to do, what sport was going to make me the most happy. And with the correct proper guidance, you know, reaching out to mentors, my old high school coaches, talking with family a bunch, I made the decision to step away actually from the lacrosse team at Ohio State and walk on the team, on the football team. And so what was awesome about this is I had a ton of support from Nick Myers, the head lacrosse coach at Ohio State. He was amazing during this transition. He totally understood, always welcomed me with open arms. If I ever, you know, wanted a home to come back to, he left that opportunity on the table for me. So I'll forever respect him for that as I transitioned out of lacrosse and into football. And so, yeah, I decided to step away from lacrosse my freshman year, walked on the football team my sophomore year at Ohio State, ended up being on the team for the 2014 national championship, stayed on the team several more years, really had the goal of playing, you know, getting on the field, making it happen, and really just making a significant impact on this team and on the field. And again, this is something I'm going to dive into on a later episode, but this experience kind of just changed my life from an adversity standpoint. You know, I came in thinking that I was this big shot athlete, that I was going to come right into the Ohio State football program, play right away. And I was just so far off from reality. I obviously had, you know, goals to accomplish. I wanted to get on the field. I wanted to play. I wanted to make an impact. You know, I wanted to earn a scholarship eventually. I had these, all these lofty goals that sounded great, but I kind of thought that the work was already going to be done during, after being a walk-on, and that just wasn't reality. You know, I was going to be hit with a whole lot of other adversity, which again, I'd love to talk about on a later episode. And I just kept battling through it year after year. You know, I had a lot of people tell me, you know, why are you doing the walk-on thing? Like, it's a waste of your time. And I just always had this deep, deep ingrained belief that I was going to play and that I was going to actually get on the field for this football team in one shape or form, one way or the other. I was going to get on the field, and I was fully, fully confident in that. Even when at times I doubted myself, at times, you know, others, even friends were telling me that I shouldn't do it, I shouldn't go for it. And after years and years of, you know, hard work, battling it out, grinding it out, my redshirt junior year going into my senior year, I actually started playing. You know, I got on special teams. I got, ended up getting a scholarship and finishing out the rest of my time on the Ohio State football team, playing in some of the most memorable games, memorable championships, both Big Ten and national, and several different bowl games that I'll truly remember and cherish forever. And this collegiate experience for me really just kind of shaped my whole perspective on adversity, overcoming it, and really setting your mind to something that you want to accomplish and then actually following through with it. Not, you know, giving up a week later or not giving up a month later or a year or several years. You know, it was a yearly battle to try and prove myself, to get on that field, to overcome adversity and everything that I was going through during that experience as I was trying to play. And that was the first real time that I had to go through something, you know, completely alone. I had the support of, you know, my family behind me and some other individuals, but it was very, you know, lonely at times. You know, a lot of people around me were leaving the team, quitting, things like that. And it was just something that was a huge goal of mine from the jump. And so it was something I never wanted to give up on. And I knew if I did, I would regret it forever. And I can honestly say I'm so happy I did not. You know, it was some of the best experiences of my life. And I learned some of the most valuable lessons about life in that experience, which really has guided me kind of to where I'm at today. So post-college, I ended up trying to pursue the NFL, did pro day at Ohio State, performed pretty well, had some good numbers, ended up not really getting the attention that I would have liked from certain teams because I was really pushing to be a special teams player in the NFL, kind of one of those guys that was a reserve, either defensive or offensive position that would play primarily on special teams, as this was kind of, you know, what a lot of coaches were telling me I could do at that level, what a lot of, you know, the media and a lot of people in your ear are telling you. And I just never really got that call. I received one opportunity actually to go train with the Cleveland Browns. And that was an awesome experience. You know, that was a true test at, you know, the professional level of, do you have what it takes? And, you know, are you at that point? And that was pretty much the only opportunity that I got. I was in talks briefly with Pittsburgh, with one of their coaches, and the whole relationship kind of just like fizzled out. Nothing really came of it. And that was pretty much that at that point. And luckily, I was simultaneously working on my MBA online, my master's in business administration, while I was still training in Columbus for Pro Day. So I had started my MBA online and was training at the same time. So I did have that as kind of my fallback. And obviously, you know, being an athlete and being a student athlete, you're always advised to have that plan B. And I think for me, you know, I was very, very much so looking for something that I could do that kept me around the game, kept me around football, and was enabling me to help out other athletes in some capacity. And at first, I really was liking the, you know, the whole agent, sports agent route. And I had networked with several different very prominent agencies and agents. And I just kind of got a bad feel from it. I started to realize, you know, there was a very lack of authenticity throughout the industry. You know, I know a lot of people were cutting corners for various different reasons. And it was just something that I was seeing a side of that I just really knew I didn't want to be a part of. And that was really the only major plan B that I had. That was something that, you know, I used to write down on 5-10 year plans throughout, you know, my undergrad, on planning out kind of what do you want your life to look like? And so I kind of put all my chips into that basket after my playing days were done. And once I realized that wasn't really what I wanted to do, you know, I was kind of lost. I was put in a state of almost like limbo, trying to decide, you know, I had this amazing, amazing football experience. You know, I experienced what it was like to be around super elite individuals, an elite coaching staff, you know, an elite program held to such a high standard of those around you, you know, average attitudes, you know, mindsets that didn't align with an elite, you know, very driven and consistent mindset. You know, when you're not surrounded by those things anymore, you kind of feel, you know, like I said, like in limbo, like you're not really sure what to do, where to take things. So I kind of just had to go back to the drawing board. I ended up finishing out my MBA in a year. So I got that after receiving 2 degrees from Ohio State. And was, again, just trying to figure out kind of what it is I wanted to do. And over time, from mentors, from other people guiding me, I had kind of gotten pushed in the direction of doing a corporate sales job. So ended up actually looking for jobs back in Columbus and took a job as a local sales representative for a chemical company based out of Dallas, Texas. And honestly, it was something new. It was something fresh, something that, you know, I could be driven to work for and do a lot of things for coming out of that background that I had. And so I kind of just jumped in and took off right away. I was progressing really well, you know, in the company. I got several promotions within my first year, was one of the youngest sales managers in the company history when I first started out. And I started to get a feeling as I was kind of growing up in the ranks throughout that corporate job, that I just wasn't exactly sure if that was something that I wanted to do. I wasn't exactly sure, you know, is this something that I truly wanted to pursue? Is this something that, you know, I was fulfilled by every single day? You know, was I waking up fired up to do it, what it is that I was doing? And I had to do a lot of tough reflection for years. I think I even, you know, told myself on multiple different accounts, you know, just don't even listen to that. Like my self-talk about fulfillment, self-talk about wanting to enjoy and be happy each day, you know, with what it is that I was doing. And I kind of just settled, which is a word I never thought was going to be in my vocabulary, for a job that wasn't really serving the life that I wanted to be living at the time. And as I was, you know, getting promoted more and more, it just became more and more relevant that it wasn't what I wanted to be doing. And I knew I had to make a change. And I started to get those feelings pretty early on in that job. You know, I was constantly having flashbacks to what I experienced, the culture I was around at Ohio State, that brotherhood, that, you know, just elite mindset that you're surrounded by that is very rare. And as I was pushing along through this job, I just knew that it was something, I knew I had to make a change and I wasn't sure what it was. So this is, again, another point in time where, you know, I was struck with adversity, but this time around, I had been there before. I had known what it was like to be doing something, you know, and wanting to do something different. And not so much because obviously I really enjoyed my time on the lacrosse team. This was simply just the fact that I wanted to pursue, you know, the football team during my time at Ohio State. This time it was a little bit different. This time it was, I didn't necessarily like what I was doing and I needed to make a change, which made it honestly a little bit harder this time around because I was in more of a, I had more of a sense of urgency to make a change. I was very, very determined to make a change because I was doing something I didn't want to be doing and I was not fulfilled by, and I knew that. And so I really just kind of had to take to the drawing board with personal development, which is what really, really got me motivated to do a podcast. I first started listening to a podcaster while I was driving around in my car doing, you know, outside sales. And I literally felt like this man was speaking to me. You know, the messages on his podcast were all telling me to get out of what I was doing and go into something that I was going to love and be fulfilled by and something that would fire me up every single day. And that was my first real taste of, okay, you need to really push in the direction of something different and you really need to dig deep and find out what that is. And I think that's what a lot of us don't do. You know, we realize we need to make change, but we don't do anything proactively over time to help push us in that direction. And so this podcast really fired me up. And this is really one of the main reasons why I wanted to do a podcast myself, is because all this that I went through, if I can voice this to someone else and help someone else change their lives, like this podcaster changed mine, then I know I did my job and I know I changed someone's life out there. And so during that time, back to my story with my job, I basically had to push in the direction of, okay, what do I want my day to look like? What could I see myself doing that, you know, was similar to what I was experiencing in Ohio State? And as I was pushing more and more in the direction of what that was, I realized that health, wellness, training, fitness was something that was always a constant in my life, all throughout high school, all throughout college, even when in my younger years, during all these changes with sports, with this new job, with all these different things going on in my life, the one thing that remained constant was that training and was that health and wellness and just that whole idea of personally developing to make yourself the better version of yourself and the absolute best version of yourself. And luckily, you know, at the time, as I was really struggling on this, I met, you know, a girl that is now my girlfriend, and, you know, she's in the space. She's a trainer herself, and she really pushed me in the direction saying, hey, look, Zach, you know, this training certification was something that you wanted to get. you know, this is something that I had thought about before. Why don't you just go ahead and get it? And I literally had some downtime, and between, you know, my job and everything going on with, you know, the coronavirus and things like that, I had more time at home, and I basically just made the decision, you know, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to pull the trigger and get this certification. And I did just that. You know, I did one thing, put one foot in front of the other, got my certification in training, and decided to step away from my job for good and transition into a job as a full-time trainer, doing both, you know, online and in-person training. And I have just basically taken everything that I experienced prior leading up to this point to help me decide, you know, is that truly what I see myself doing every day? Is that something that truly fires me up, that fulfills me day in and day out? And it just felt so right and so aligned with who I was, with my background, what it is I wanted to accomplish, who I wanted to impact. And I just took off and ran with it, because I knew if I never did, I knew if I kept telling myself, you know, what I had with this job was good, or what I had going, you know, making a certain amount of money at a certain age. If you get so caught up, and I was one of those people, I got so caught up in all those things that really didn't matter. And the only way to reveal that was working on myself, you know, listening to these podcasts, reading books, finding out what I enjoy, what I dislike, you know, what stresses me out, what does not, what I truly love, you know, and what I might not. So we have to continually do these things where we you know, piece out those things and pull them out of our life that don't no longer serve us, and then transition into things that will better us and will help us become the best version of ourselves. So just a little brief background on kind of myself and what's basically led me up until this point and my motivations for this podcast. So again, this is just kind of a brief background on my story. I just really want to deliver something to you guys. Like I said, I listened to that podcaster several years ago where, you know, during the time that I needed it most, I heard the things I needed to hear, because obviously he was the one giving that piece of advice, but I was also the one on the receiving end. You know, I was proactively out there trying to figure out what that next step was going to look like. And people like that, man, helped me decide what that was. So I've been heavily motivated ever since I've decided to make this transition. Really ever since he started speaking on the podcast that I was listening to of his, where it truly motivated me enough where I was buying into these concepts. I was buying into this lifestyle because it was something that I lived before as a young, you know, Division I student athlete. And it just was something that I really wanted to reshare and basically gift to you guys some of the things that I've learned through all these experiences. You know, like I said, if I can make an impact on someone like this podcaster made on my life, then, you know, I'll be happy. I'll be, you know, fulfilled in what it is that I'm spending the time to do with this. So, like I said, basically just going to be covering all things personal development, health, wellness, nutrition as well. I'll be having guests here and there on the podcast as well. I'll be talking myself mostly, but again, I do want to get some really good guests on here that have gone through very unique, you know, journeys themselves that can just attest to the power of personal development, the power of, you know, believing in yourself when no one else does, and just the power of overcoming those things and the person that you become on the other side of achieving those things. So again, guys, really appreciate you for tuning into this first ever episode on my podcast. I really appreciate you guys out there, and really just want to, again, provide as much value as I possibly can in whatever, you know, shape or form that comes in, just helping someone out there achieve the things and live the life that they've always wanted to live. So thank you again for tuning in, guys. Peace.